This is the Engines of Our Ingenuity, made possible by the friends of KUHF Houston.
Today, some numbers for the ages. The University of Houston's College of Engineering presents this series about the machines that make our civilization run and the people whose ingenuity created them. You can't add apples and oranges, or so we're told in grade school. It's a way of reminding us that we can't add or subtract fractions unless they have a common denominator. And when we learn how to find a common denominator, we bump into some very famous numbers, the primes. A number is prime if it can be divided by exactly two distinct numbers, itself and one. 7 is prime. Divide it by any whole number other than 1 or 7, and there's a fraction left over. 6 is not prime. It can be divided not just by 1 and 6, but by 2 and 3. We got interested in primes long ago. Euclid's Elements contains some simple yet ingenious proofs about prime numbers, proofs that are important for working with fractions. The sieve of Eratosthenes, discovered more than 2,200 years ago, is an algorithm for finding prime numbers. It's one of the earliest known algorithms of any kind. But it wasn't until the 17th century that mathematicians began a deep investigation of prime numbers. Much of the investigation went along these lines. If we make a list of the counting numbers, 1, 2, 3, and so on, do the prime numbers show patterns? It's an intriguing question, and one that captured the imagination of a long list of renowned mathematicians. Fermat, Euler, Gauss. These are just a few of the names. And the more that people studied prime numbers, the more fashionable it became. In 1859, Bernard Riemann published a now-famous mathematical paper where he made an amazing conjecture about patterns in prime numbers. What is now called the Riemann hypothesis is one of the 7 celebrated millennium problems put forth by the Clay Mathematics Institute. Proving or disproving it carries a $1 million prize. The study of prime numbers was long considered an exercise in pure mathematics, mathematics that's measured by aesthetics, not usefulness. But that abruptly changed in 1978 when 3 researchers described a special way to scramble and unscramble coded messages with the help of prime numbers. Their method's perfect for the Internet and put prime numbers at the very heart of electronic commerce. Thanks to prime numbers, we can safely send information like our credit card number without fear that someone will steal it. Prime numbers provide a wonderful thread through history. From ancient Greece through generations of mathematicians, prime numbers still challenge us with fascinating mathematical questions. And we all get a chance to meet these beguiling building blocks when we learn about apples and oranges. I'm Andy Boyd at the University of Houston, where we're interested in the way inventive minds work.